go ahead and just tamp down those chances of rain. We wouldn't want those to get too high.
But we said yesterday rain was on the way.
Excuse me.
Well, no,
we read in the paper that rain was on the way to the area.
We re-reported. Words crossed your lips.
We re-reported it,
which means I decided.
Yeah, that's right. And you're the decider after
all. I'm the decider.
And so, you know, as we said, since the rain is coming to the area, we implored Area Man to remain near here.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be running off to Huntsville or something. Remain here. Because if the rain is coming to the area and he is Area Man, thus it would be.
That's right. We don't want him to change his areas, right?
No,
you know,
no, not at all.
Right here in mid-area.
Yeah. I mean, think about the Tom.
The children?
The picture of Chase trudging up the stair, up the ramp, to his first Friday night football game in a warm, slanting rain.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be next Friday's my first Friday night football game.
Oh, is that right?
He plays Saturday.
We have a sacrilegious game this week.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yes.
Man.
Saturday night at Clear Springs?
Yeah, yeah. I get to go to NASA.
That's a trek away, isn't it?
I get to go to NASA.
Is that where that is?
That's the other side of Houston.
Clear Lake. Yeah. Wow. I'm pumped.
I bet you are.
I'm pumped.
It's, you know,
is that high speed rail in yet?
No, that hasn't made it yet.
I think you could fly to Hobby and rent a car, get there
probably,
quicker. Maybe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The problem is, if I flew to Hobby, I'd have to fly from here to Intercontinental, back to Dallas, back to Hobby.
Yeah, that's true. That wouldn't be very efficient.
Can you fly to Galveston and come back the other way?
You know, we went down to Kema a few years ago.
Yeah. I've done that.
Not far from where I'll be.
Well, that's why I mentioned it, you know. And
speaking of rain, yeah.
What?
Well, the one day, only time I've been to Kema, it just rained like a dog.
Well, go to Kema.
Man, it rained.
Oh, no.
We were the only ones.
That means it'll rain here.
We were the only ones there, just about. But it was open.
Yeah. And that's, you know, it's somehow, you know, Tillman Fertitta built a big deal down there on Kema, some kind of a carnival something or other.
Right.
I don't know. We got insane one day and thought we needed to go down there.
Oh, so you went and rode the Ferris wheel?
We were wrong. We didn't need to go down there. Uh-huh. We just thought we did. Well, the problem is about the last 16 miles is two-lane stoplight roads.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
With that
NASA road, right?
Yeah, with a bunch of those commander boards telling you where the pawn shops are.
Uh-huh.
I bet they're busier than ever down there. You got guys with, you know, pocket protectors going in there trying to...
Hey, maybe some...
Could be some bargains.
Some NASA stuff in there.
Yeah, could be some, like moon rocks or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe a shuttle.
I want this moon rock because this is a one-of-a-kind moon rock.
Yeah. Maybe a shuttle they couldn't find a home for.
But, I mean, we went.
No, they found all those.
Yeah. We went and ate at some place, you know, that was overlooking the water.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's
the brown-lapping water.
Well, that's what it is. And, of course, it has styrofoam cups bobbing in it, and that's delightful.
Right. Those are just trot lines.
Yeah, it is. And again, it was only, well, it's not as hot as it is here now, but the fact that you're sitting right next to the beautiful brown water, it was paradise. I can't imagine a reason why I'd go to Kema again. I figure I've pretty much done it.
You've lived it once. You can't possibly outdo it.
Not on my bucket list anymore. Got that one marked off.
My trip was 8 years ago, and I hadn't found a reason since to go back.
Yeah, so. I just, you know, and, you know, the ads make it look so appealing, but they're wrong, matter of fact.
Well, it's really more designed for families.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, not just for, you know, one guy going,
I don't know. Jackie, let's go.
Okay, you know, I tell you what, I know that if you have your family with you, those are actually cool sea breezes that you're feeling there.
Yeah.
Rather than sniffing the exhaust from the boats as they go out.
Right.
But because your family's there, the breezes are cooler.
Yeah.
Gordon Flavia of Longview, Washington, got into his car at his condominium building, put it in reverse, and say police, floored it at a high rate of speed. Gordon took out of the carport, support beam, then punched it through a wall, came to rest in a bathroom. He got out and ran to a nearby business. Then he stepped into a portable toilet, poured a bucket of contents over himself, and hid. Police quickly found him because he smelled. And they asked him, the police dogs found him. Anyway, they asked him.
Yeah, they were seen running away.
Right, they asked him why he dumped that stuff on himself. He said, he thought the dogs were coming and he wanted to throw the scent off.
Alcohol was involved.
I'll bet.
It's gonna be a good, good. Yeah, let me just pour this all over me and then they'll never be able to find me.
Mason.
I'm just saying 3 days from now, he's going to figure out places he missed when he tried to clean up.
Oh,
you know?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What in the world? Oh, that's what that is.
Yeah. Yeah. Now I remember. And as with so many things that go wrong, it seemed like such a good idea at the time.
Yeah. Great time to.
Planning an engagement, a wedding, a party. Then plan to attend the 2011 Fall Bridal Show and Benefit at the Hilton College Station on Sunday, September 18th from noon to 4. More chances to win. Come early and stay late. Visit wedding and party vendors, consultants and coordinators, cakes and lodging, jewelry and fashions, florists and venues, photographers and gift registries, entertainment invitations and more. Proceeds from the show will benefit breast cancer support of the Brazos Valley. Tickets are $20 at the door and $15 advanced online at idu.org.
News Talk 1620, WTAW at 620.
We're done with August, folks. It's August the 31st, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. Frank Robinson, first baseball player ever to be named the MVP in both leagues, is 76 years old today. Drummer Jerry Allison of Buddy Holly and the Crickets. Yeah, Cricket is 72. A cricket is 72 years old today. Fiddle player Itzhak Perlman is 66
been here
years
a couple
old.
Of times.
Yeah, he has been here a couple of times. Van Morrison, Brown Eyed Girl, is 66 years old today too.
Actually, a lot more than that.
Yeah, a lot more than that. Sure, he was what them? He was a group. That was
lead
a group
singer
that he was
of. That's uh-huh. Boy, it's going way back. That's
yeah,
where
yeah.
Started,
there you
but,
go. Richard Gere, the actor, turns 62 years old today. Deborah Gibson, team pop star.
It's Debbie Gibson.
No,
it's Debbie.
This used to be Debbie. Now
yeah,
it's Deborah.
Yeah, Deborah. Okay. Yeah. She's a Broadway actress and composer. She became. She's 41 years old. Comedian Chris Tucker turns 39 years old today. And Sarah Ramirez is on that Grey's Anatomy, is 36 years old. And from the DeFranco family, singer Tony DeFranco.
Oh, my.
Turns 52
really?
Years old today. Yeah, there you go.
And we're at work.
Yeah, that's all.
Wow.
That's all that made my list.
Well, you know, seeing Chris Tucker, don't you think he and Val Kilmer ought to do buddy pictures together?
Oh, I mean, I think that'd be
they
great.
They probably have, haven't they? I don't know.
I mean, take it to a new cerebral level. Uh-huh. Just to do that, I'm thinking. All right, 622.